Okay, good morning. We are starting on Siman Samech Vav, Si'if Chet. Tzarich Nismoch Geula Litfila. We have to finish saying Ga'al the Bracha of Ga'al Yisrael, right away attached to starting Hashem Sefatai Tiftach the Amidah. V'lo Yafsik Li'achar She'amar Ga'al Yisrael. We don't make any hafsek between Ga'al Yisrael and the Amidah. Ga'al Yisrael, between Ga'al Yisrael and the Amidah, it's even more strict than being in the middle of a bracha. As far as making interruptions, we know there's a couple times when Mi'ikar Din and perhaps L'maisa, we make an interruption in the middle of a Birchas Kriyat Shema, but we don't, unless it's a Sakana Nafashos, so you know, you're afraid for your life, then we don't speak between Ga'al Yisrael and the Amidah. Rak. Im era'o onus, shaloi niach tefillin. What happened? You had an onus. You didn't have your tefillin. You left it at home and you're waiting for someone to bring it to you at shul. The minyan started already. V'nizdamnu lo ben geula tefila. And it shows up exactly between geula litefila. So then you pause quietly. U'meniach az, you put on your tefillin. V'lo yevarech aleim ad achar shit palel. But you don't say the bracha for tefillin until after you finish the amidah. If you put the tefillin on before you said the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, then you would. That's the emtza of a perek. But here, between Ga'al Yisrael and the tefillah, it's even more strict. Aval talit li'aniach az. But you don't even put on your talit then, even without a bracha, because it's less crucial to the Shemana Esrei, and it's an action that's still on a level of a hefsek. Not as much as speaking, but so therefore, tefillin, which is more important to have on during davening, during the Amidah. So we do the physical act without a bracha. V'im ad shelo amar Ga'al Yisrael. Nizdavnu lo talit u'tefillin, menicham, v'lo yevarech aleim ad achar tefila. Now, what if you did not say Ga'al Yisrael? You're still in the middle, before you got to the end of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. You're in the middle of Birchas Kriyat Shema, and then the talit and tefillin show up. Then you do put them both on, but you don't make a bracha on either one until after the Amidah. Haga, v'yesh omrim, the Rama continues, argues, shekodem Ga'al Yisrael yivarech ala tefillin, v'hachi nahug. He says, the Rama holds, you do say a bracha of only for tefillin if it's in the middle of Birchas Kriyat Shema. So that's a machloket between the Sfarim and Ashkenazim. Okay. Tet. Oh, just to point out, there are some who don't say, who argue on the Rama. Some Ashkenazim who would not, such as the Aruch HaShulchan, would not say the bracha of tefillin in the during Birchas Kriyat Shema, before Ga'al Yisrael. And the Mishnah Berurah has a little bit of an in-between opinion where he'll say you do say the bracha for the tefillin, but you only say the first bracha. Because he holds, everyone holds, you say the first, back to the Hilchot Tefillin. He holds that everyone holds, you say the bracha l'niach tefillin. But the one for al mitzvah tefillin, so that's a machloket. So in the minhag of Ashkenaz is to also say it, but in this case, you would save that bracha for after the Amidah. Okay, tet. Ein la'anot kadish u'kadusha, bein ge'ula li'tefillah. We don't answer to even kadish or kadusha in between Geula li'tefillah, because we want it to be samuch, attached, one right after the other without any break, so we don't answer to Kedusha, not to Kaddish, not to nothing, which we do answer to these things in the middle of Birchot Kriyat Shema, in the middle of Kriyat Shema as well. V'keitzad osa, so what do you do if you see that they're about to say Kaddish and Kedusha, and you're about to finish the bracha of Ga'al Yisrael? So, Chachameina Barosha, what do you do? Mamtin b'shira chadasha, kadei la'anot. You wait, you pause, wait if whatever it is, a minute, a few seconds, they're coming, wait for the chazan, and do not finish the bracha of Kriyat Shema. You don't finish off by saying Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael. You pause and you wait. Now really, you shouldn't just wait right before the bracha, you should pause a pasuk before, because you want Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael preferably to be attached to the pasuk of Goalenu, so that it's the end of the bracha shouldn't be that last little bit of the bracha shouldn't be all by itself. It should be part of the whole topic, the whole bracha. Okay, Si'if Yud. כל מי שלא אמר אמת ויציב שחרית, ואמת ואמונה ערבית, לא יצא ידי חובת המצווה כתקנה. Whoever doesn't say, basically doesn't say all of the Birchot Kriyat Shema, he did not fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema ideally, the way Chazal established that we should say it. Haga, mi sheha'anus v'dachuk, ve'en lo panai l'itpilel, miyad acharar Kriyat Shema. What if a person is anus, and he's stressed out, he's busy? Some people, when they have to get to work, or they're at work, and they're in a stressful job, or they can't be late, life happens. Things happen with kids. Ve'en lo, and he doesn't have a chance to daven. And you can't daven right after Kriyat Shema. So what do? You say Kriyat Shema until that bracha of Kriyat Shema. V'yamtin lo sha'ar ha'brachot, ha'bracha, ad sheitpalel, sha'az yamar, v'yatziv, v'nachon, v'yitpalel. Kadei shi'smoch ge'ula li'tvila. So, just to paraphrase, basically there's two main scenarios over here. You can be, one is, the zman for Kriyat Shema is soon, and you want to say Kriyat Shema, but you don't have time to say all of Birchot Kriyat Shema, and you don't have, and to say Shemona Esrei. So you have two options. You can either say the first two Birchot Kriyat Shema, and then say Kriyat Shema, and then stop. We learned this earlier. And then later on, when you have a chance, then you continue. Then you continue with the last bracha, and you jump into the words V'yatziv V'nachon. You already said Emet, or you could say Emet, and then you say Shemona Esrei. So this way you have Shemona Esrei attached to Gaal Yisrael. The other option is just say Kriyat Shema now. That's what most of us would do. Just say Kriyat Shema right now, and then later when you have a chance, assuming it's still hopefully within the first 4 hours of the day, then you say all of Birchot Kriyat Shema with Shema, and then the Amidah right away. His point is over here, it's important, more important to have smichus of Geula Litfila, that you say Gal Yisrael with the Amidah, than to say all of Birchot Kriyat Shema together. Because even though it's one package and it's nice to say them all together, it's not necessary. We learned that you are allowed to take a break if needed, and it's more important to say the Amidah together attached to Gaal Yisrael. Okay. All right. Siman Samech Zayin. Okay. Seif Aleph. Okay. There is only one Seif. Safek Inkara Kriyat Shema. What if you don't know if you read Kriyat Shema? You totally forgot. You know, you meant to, and you just don't know what happened. You know, especially if your minyan starts later and you're planning only to say Kriyat Shema at home and you just don't know if you did it. So here, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Chozer v'korei u'mevarech lefaneh u'le'achareya. So you repeat Kriyat Shema, right? It's a safek de'araita. So of course you're going to have to repeat. And what's interesting, this is a little bit unusual. Here he writes, u'mevarech lefaneh u'le'achareya. Since Kriyat Shema is de'araita, and it was established as being one package, lechatchila. Therefore, even though the brachot themselves are derabanan, and it's a safek if you said the brachot or not, then you still repeat the Kriyat Shema with the brachot. And that's the halacha for Sfardim and Ashkenazim, and because that's how it was established, then that the brachos of Kriyat Shema follow Kriyat Shema, especially including in this case. And so the poskim explain. Obviously, if someone knew that they already said Birchas Kriyat Shema, they just don't know if they said Kriyat Shema, if they don't know if they read it correctly, so then you're just going to say Kriyat Shema only. That's I think, obvious. Aval, Shulchan Aruch continues, Im yodea shikira'a elesha mesupak im berech lefanel achareya. But what if you know for sure you said the three parshiot? You just don't know if you said the brachot or not, all three brachot. Obviously, this is not a normal, usual case. Regardless, the halacha is eino chozer u'mevarech. Since your only suffix is regarding the brachot, and the brachot are only the rabbanan, then you definitely do repeat. Okay. And also, if one doesn't know if they had kavana for the first pasuk, they should at least repeat the first pasuk. That's also obvious at this point. Okay, next siman, Samech Chet. Sif Aleph. Yesh mekomot shemapsikim bebirchot kriyat shema lomar piyutim. Now, there are some places that in the middle of birchos kriyat shema, they say piyutim. Ashkenazim are very familiar with this. On yamim noraim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Nachon limnoa mil omra mishum dehave hefsek. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that one should not do this, because it's considered a hefsek in the middle of Birchas Kriyat Shema. That's not how Chazal established the brachot to be. We have our nusach more or less from Chazal. And the way the nusach is, that's the way it should be, and we don't add extra piyutim. So that's the minhag of the Sfaradim, not to add any piyutim. The Sfaradim add piyutim before and after Birchas Kriyat Shema. Well, before Birchas Kriyat Shema, or after the Amidah. In particular, before or after the Chazarat HaShatz. Most, we'll see. Let's keep reading. V'yeish Omrim. And Hagar Rama writes, De'ein Isur Badavar. But there is no Isur to add, because the question is, how do we interpret the Gemara, the Rambam, where it says, Kolo shel davar, kol ha-meshaneh mi-matbea shetavu chachamim le-brachot, harei ze to'eh. Whoever changes the way Chazal coined the brachot, the words, is making a mistake. And sometimes we say, v'chozer u-mevarech kamatbea. And therefore you have to repeat the Amidah. So the question is, what is that going on? So certainly that goes on if you start changing around the brachot in a big way, the structure. If you add baruch, you take out baruch, you take out baruch, you make a short bracha, a long bracha, a long bracha, a short bracha. So those are bigger no-nos. What about you have a long bracha, you have a whole paragraph, right? Birchas Kriyat Shema, they're very long, and you add some extra words here and there. So that is where it's a machloket among the Rishonim and the Achronim, if that's considered a hefsek. So the Gra is famous for following the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, not to have piyutim in the middle. But there's a very valid other way to learn, and that's the minhag of the Ashkenazim. V'chen noagim b'chol ha-mekomot le'omram. And that's the minhag for all of Bnei Ashkenaz. V'amekel v'einam omram lo hifsid. Now, if you want to be, it depends how you define the word mekel and machmer. It's usually, if you're mekel, you're machmer on the flip side. It goes hand in hand often. So here, if you're mekel if you're following the Gra, you might want to call yourself machmer. But anyways, he writes, if you're mekel and you don't want to say, you just listen. Mikol makom lo yasak b'shum davar. But if you're going to be at that minyan and you don't want to say the piyutim verbally, you still should not be doing anything else. Afilo b'divrei Torah asur lahafsik v'lasuk. Kol zman she'tzibur omer piyutim. You can't even be learning Torah during the time when they're saying the piyutim. V'kol shekein she'asur l'daber shum sicha b'teila. But and certainly to start talking about with your friend about stuff, that's for sure going to be asur. U'mikol makom mishal omer aydei hirhor shereh b'sefer mahaher leit be'isura. But he says, if you don't want to say the piyutim and you want to read from a sefer quietly to in your mind, there's no isur b'davar to hear. Who are love kedibur dami? As we hold, if just having a thought in your mind is not like speaking, so it's not a real hefsek. Ela shemitoch kach. But the problem is, yavo l'daber yavo l'idei hefsek. Then, but if you start reading, then you might end up start talking without realizing until after you realize, oh my, I've been talking. And it might come to a hefsek. Or other people might learn from you and they might actually talk. So his conclusion is one really should not be poresh min atzibur, where that is the custom to say it. V'yomar otam imahim. And even if it's not your preference, you should verbally say it. Okay. Siman Samech Tet. Din Poreis Al Shema. So this is a very interesting topic. Some of you may or may not have heard of this. Let's have the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. Let's read. Seif Aleph. Im Yesh Bnei Adam Shehitpalalu Kol Echad Bifnei Atzmo Biyachid Velo Shamu Lo Kadish Velo Kedusha. What happens? You have 10 people and they all davened at home. They all finished, completed daven shachris. And they all davened by themselves biyachidus. And nobody heard Kaddish, nobody heard Kedusha. And now they all come to shul together. And they want to hear Kaddish and Kedusha. They missed it. So what do? Omed echad mehem. So one of them gets up. Ve'omer Kaddish u'barchu u'bracha rishona. So he gets up and he starts saying Kaddish. Now, many point out that really you have to at least say Ashrei or three psukim beforehand. So we'll assume that's what he's doing. And then he says Kaddish. Then he says Barchu, like we're all familiar. And then he starts saying the first bracha that we're all familiar, Yotzer Or. He says it out loud. Yotzer V'lo Yoter. But he only finishes the first bracha. And he concludes Yotzer HaMe'arot, the answer Amen. And that's it, they're done. That's how they all daven b'yachidus. They all were finished. And now they were able to say Kaddish Baruch Hu with the minyan. V'zeh nikra Poreis al Shema. This is the famous case of Poreis al Shema in the Mishnah and Brachos. What is Poreis? Lashon Chaticha is Prusa. So Poreis, it means you cut. You cut a piece of bread. Same idea. So here we cut the Birchas Kriyat Shema, and we ended up, this person said this bracha for the second time that day. She'ein omrim ela k'tzat mimenu. It's called cut because you're only saying part of Birchas Kriyat Shema. Okay, so this I think none of us have ever seen before in practice. V'ahaga, Rama continues, V'achshav lo nagu lomar kol birchat yotzer or. The minhag nowadays is when you're being poreis al Shema, you don't say al birchas yotzer or, ela omrim kaddish u'barchu v'ein oinin acharav baruch Hashem. You just say Kaddish Baruch Hu and they answer. Yesh Omrim, Sheporsin B'Kriyat Shema Shel Arvit, Kamo B'Shacharit, V'lo Nagu Ken Mishum Deleka Kaddish Kodem Baruch Hu Shel Arvit. Now some say that you could do this at night the same. He writes, V'lo Nagu, because we don't have Kaddish before. The truth is, some say Ashkenazim could also do it at nighttime. Some Machloket. Sfardim do have Kaddish before. And Ashkenazim, they could say three psukim and add it. Okay, let me just continue a little bit. Ula'achar shesiyumu birkat yetzer or. So after you finish yetzer me'arot, then the Chazan continues and he says, Omer, avot, ugvurot, ukedusha ve'ata kadosh. He says the first three brachot of the Amida and with kedusha. Ve'zenikra over lifnei ateva. And this is called over lifnei hateva. Those are the words of like getting up to daven for the yamid. There's no shema, and the chazan just walks away. He finishes kedusha, then finishes atah kadosh, and they wouldn't say lador vador. Some point out for the nesach Ashkenaz, but anyways, you finish baruch atah Hashem akela kadosh, and everybody goes home. That's the scenario that the Shulchan Aruch paskens. But there's two ways among the Rishonim how to learn that sugya. And he continues. Nowadays no one does this. Lamaisa. V'ein osin dvarim elu v'pachot mi'asara. Now you need a minion, 10 people to do this. Mishum dahave dvarim shebikdusha. Because this is dvarim shebikdusha. V'tzarich lachzor achar shisha sholoshamu. Now, in order to do this, you have to have at least six people who were not Yotzei yet, Kaddish and Kedusha. They didn't Mekayim this mitzvah yet. The Hainu Rov HaAsara. In order to do this, you need the majority of the minyan to be lacking Kaddish and Kedusha. V'im eino nimtzayim afil bishvil echad, shelo shama omrim. However, what happens if everybody except one guy? So he says, okay, fine. Then even for one guy.
You can.
You still say it. It should be six. Tzarich lachzor. You have to try and get six, but he'll rely even on the opinion that says for one person who didn't hear, we'll do all this for this one person. V'afilu mi sheshama yachol lifros al shema v'lavar lefnei ateva bishvil oto shelo shama. Now let's say that one guy doesn't feel comfortable to get up for the yamud. So someone else can even do it for him. Right? This is very foreign to all of us. Umikol makom im im oto shelo shama baki lifros al shma v'lavor lifnei ateva mutav shifros v'yavor lifnei ateva hu mishiyifros v'yavor lifnei ateva acher shekavar shama. But obviously, it's better for this one guy who everyone's doing all this for. This one guy, he should be the chazan for doing this. Okay, important to point out. So now the Radubaz is famous, is quoted all over for being the opinion who argues on the Shulchan Aruch. And he says that if everybody already davened, this doesn't happen. We don't do this. It's not our custom. Everyone writes pretty much that in this scenario, when everybody, well, we're going to get to an exception, but the Radbaz holds that if you have 10 people and they all davened already, then they cannot make a new minyan. Some point out they could do Kaddish and Baruch Hu. Sometimes that's what we do. We normally have Baruch Hu at the end of davening for people who come late. So some say it's okay to say 3 psukim and Kaddish and Baruch Hu, but not Kedusha. And many point out, if you're going to say Baruch Hu, you should always have Baruch Hu followed at least by the person who's saying it, by a bracha, Birchas Kriyat Shema or whatever, or Aleinu. It shouldn't be a Baruch Hu all by itself, because the purpose of Baruch Hu is like saying, okay, everyone, we're gonna bless Hashem, or say that Hashem is a source of all blessing together. So you then, once you announce that you're about to do that, then you should do it. But okay, so this is not the custom now for... So if there are, so let's we're going to say this over a couple times so we make sure it's clear. According to the Radbaz, you never do certainly Chazar Hashatz. Let's focus on Chazar Hashatz because that's more simple. No one nowadays says you say the bracha of Yotzer Hamerot. We just mentioned that there is a way out to say Kaddish and Baruch Hu. So let's focus on the Amida, Shemona Esrei. So what happens? Everybody already davened, and now they realize, wait, we can actually come together and daven. So according to the minhag of pretty much all Ashkenazim, as far as I know, except for the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Shulchan Aruch Harav paskins like the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, which I don't think any of us has seen. But most Ashkenazim poskim will certainly say, like the Radbaz, that there's nothing you can do. If everybody already davened, then there's no way to say Kedusha. Now, some Svardim, I know it's, I don't know if it's all, but certainly some, I know it's mentioned in the Kaf HaChaim, in Yalkut Yosef, that if you have 6 people who missed out on Kedusha that day, then you do this according to, you follow the practice of the Shulchan Aruch. And you do say Kedusha, and you do Birkas Kohanim, Nesias Kapayim. So that's one exception for the Svardim. If you have 6 people who all need or want to hear Kedusha. Okay, I think. But according to the Ashkenazim, there's pretty much not much you can do. The only thing that's common that I think we've all seen, if there's one person who still hasn't davened yet, he can get up and either, so the general custom is, he just says the first three brachot with Kedusha out loud, and then he continues after Atakadosh with Atachonin. I remember once when I was young and I didn't know what was happening, and they threw me up to be the chazan, and they said, do Heichi Kedusha, just say the beginning, the first three brachot. And then right after Kel HaKadosh, everyone else start, because by Ashkenazim they usually wait, so everyone else started there, Hashem Sefatai Tiftach, immediately after I finished Hakel HaKadosh. So I'm looking around. I can't talk and ask anybody what to do. Everyone's already just started. And I wasn't sure if I should continue Atachonin or start like everybody else, Hashem Sefatai Tiftach. And I'm not sure. I think I started from the beginning. But anyway, the proper thing to do is you continue Atachonin. I think that's pretty much will cover most scenarios. Now, if you really want to see every different achron on different little nuances, obviously we can spend a whole day on that. But let's continue with the Rama. Haga. Misha over lifnei teva v'yamar shalosh brachot arishonot yashim kol tefila v'lo yafsik. So that's exactly what the Ramah points out, that whoever says the first three brachot should continue, this person who's getting up should continue and finish the whole Amida. Now it's actually, I'll just point out something interesting, is it's also not so wild, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, because we do know that a person, I mean nowadays it's usually not recommended, but a person is allowed to daven a tefillah nedava. So it really wouldn't be such a big deal for someone to get up and say, again, this is not the normative practice, but to say all of the Amidah, per se, the first three out loud to get Kedusha, the problem is also saying Kedusha. Who says you have the right to say Kedusha? It's Davar Shebe Kedusha. And so anyways, so obviously we follow the, whatever our custom and Psakim are, that's certainly what we follow. But it's just interesting to point out that a person can, on his own at least, privately, say that an entire Amidah on his own, if you have in mind that it's more than once a day. That you're having in mind is for a tefillas nedava, and you add some kind of a bakasha, something new. Now, afal pi shekvar tefillah, even though you already davened, aval achirim yicholim hafsik achar kach. So this person who's getting up continues and reads the whole thing, the rest of the amida, and everyone else just stops. V'kol shekein she'im lo yitpila al pareis ha'over lifnei ha'teva tefillah she'yashlim tefillato. And certainly this is one, if it's first time he's davening, he should go ahead and finish the whole thing on his own, right? Continue where he left off, not start all over again. Alpha pish yitztarich likrot achar kach kriyat shema v'lismach l'tefillah. So obviously you're doing this so that you can do the, you're making everybody wait, and you're doing it to do, you know, to get the kedusha. So you lose out smichas kula tefillah because there's no time for that. So then you'll go back and you'll say that afterwards. V'asur l'havzik b'dvarim elo ben gula tefillah o b'kriyat shema b'rchotea. But you shouldn't stop to be the chazan. Here, let's finish reading. You're the chazan. You're in the middle of davening, the shaliach birchas kriyat shema, the middle of the amida, whatever you're doing, or between Gaal Yisrael and the amida. Don't stop now to do Porei Sal Shema or the Seichi Kedusha for other people. Obviously, you're in the middle of your davening. I mean, I think this is pretty obvious. Aval Birchat Arvich, he reshut yachol lahafsik lehotzi acherim dechovatam. But at nighttime, let's say everyone wants to go home and the minion's going to fall apart. So even if you're the chazan, between, after you say the bracha of Hashkivenu, after you say Birchas Kriyat Shema at nighttime, and you're about to do the Amidah, so then you are allowed to stop and again do Kaddish and Baruch Hu for others in order to be mafsik them. Of course, I've never seen anything like this. All right, but his point is that there's a huge inyan, very important, not to make a separation between Gaal Yisrael and the Amida. But that only applies in the morning. At night, it's nice, but it's not crucial. That's the main point out of this. And a big nafkamina for nowadays is if you hear Kaddish and Kedusha, and sometimes some say even Amen to Brachos, between Hashkivenu and the Amida at nighttime, people, we do answer, right? We're not so strict about not even answering to Kaddish between Gaal Yisrael and Shemona Esrei, like we are in the morning. But obviously, one minion's over, another minion, another guy can get up and do this. But let's say you have a city, or you have one shul, or really, let's focus on one shul. I don't know if it's related to a city, but let's say you have one shul, and they only have one shacharis. They never allow, or they never have another shacharis in the morning. So wherever that chazan stood up for the yamud, in such a case, since you're making a wild extra minyan that's not accepted, or it's not normal, so you shouldn't stand in the same place. Because then it looks like you're saying the first minyan wasn't done so well, so you have to make up for them and repeat it. So the Ramah concludes, but that's only if they're still right there and then it's like insulting to them, and it looks like. But if it's much later, aval im yatzu rishonim yuchalam anachazenaf makom shama derishon. But once they leave, it doesn't look bad at all. That's already too much. And obviously, if it's normal to have a little minion factory in the same room, so then obviously that's not a problem. Okay, I think we'll stop here.